I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. In today's episode, we are going to talk about how fad turns into dogma, how fad turns into dogma. But before we get into all that, I have a few things to ask, a few favors of you. Right? The first thing is, if you're not already joined our Facebook community, come join the Facebook community. It's facebook.com/groups/Path of the Network Marketer. Just another resource for you where we can continue the conversation outside of the podcast. Again, it's facebook.com/groups/Path of the Network Marketer. The next thing I'd like to ask is follow and subscribe to the show. If you're not already followed and subscribed, we are on a journey to 100 days and we're really close as of this episode. So I would hate for you to miss anything, especially because I'm going to be sharing a lot of the stuff that I've learned, condensing it into a few episodes. Everything that I've learned so far in 100 days, what 100 days of podcasting has done for me and my business and what it can do for you. So go ahead and follow or subscribe. Of course, rate and review if that's available on your particular app. And then the last thing I'd like to ask is that if you find value in the content, please share this episode, right? Chances are somebody else out there will find value in the content as well. So take a picture, take a snapshot or a screenshot of the podcast and post it to your stories. Tag me if you want. I'm Cannibal Ron on Instagram and Ronnie Cruz 11 on Facebook. So tag me on those stories. It would be doing me a huge solid. The show is not monetized. I don't do any advertising for the show. So it'd be doing me a solid. But again, primarily, if you find value in the content, if it's helping you on the day-to-day build your network marketing business, then chances are it's going to help somebody else, right? Like, let's help more people score some wins in network marketing. So please, if you would, share the show. I'd really appreciate it. Okay, getting into the meat and potatoes of the topic, fad into dogma. Now, I was having a discussion, this conversation with my sister about this new workout that she saw online. It's a new treadmill workout, 12, 20, 30 or something like that. Whatever, like it's a new like incline workout. It's a nice alternative to your existing, whatever your existing cardio regimen is, you know, in your fitness regimen. It changes things up, creates variety. Since then, I've seen it obviously with the phones and the internet listening, it comes up on my feed more and more, but it's become this fad and I'm seeing more and more people do it. I've looked at it. It's a great alternative. It's a great, way to change up and give variation to your cardio. And it looks really, really effective. I think that the danger with fad is that people adopt these things without really knowing why, and then becoming evangelical about it, right? Like that's the nature of fad, and that can definitely happen with network marketing. It can definitely happen with marketing. Internet, right? Especially social media. It's all about what's trending right now and getting on that bandwagon in order to be at the front of that trend, and so that you can blaze that trail and capitalize on it. I mean, network marketing is the same way, right? We've talked about how network marketing can be a hype train, and hopping on that hype train can equate to pretty large gains. So I get it. Again, the danger is adopting the mass adoption of fad without knowing why that thing is effective or why you should adopt that particular fad in the first place. The next thing then is, once a fad becomes widely adopted, it becomes what everybody does, right? It becomes, quote unquote, that's air quotes, right? For those of you listening on the show, on the podcast, it's what everybody does. And what everybody does, once it becomes really ingrained and it becomes normalized and because of mass adoption, what everybody does then can become dogma, right? It can become, this is just how it's done. And we have to really, really be careful about that, especially again in the network marketing space, in the marketing space and the online marketing space, because when you get settled into and boxed into, this is just how it's done because everybody does it this way, then it really limits innovation, it limits growth. Now, for me, the example is I had gotten really settled into, this is how it's done, old school, right? Because old school had worked for me so well. Now, fundamentally, it still works. Those old school strategies and tactics and fundamentals, it still applies to everything. However, because I was largely ignoring, I was boxed into that dogma. I was boxed into this is how it's done. Without knowing it, I was being left behind because everybody else, the internet, was innovating and was changing and was evolving without me. And my short-sightedness, because of having been boxed in by this dogma, by this is just how it's done, that short-sightedness really, it put me at huge, huge risk of going extinct. And I saw a decline in my business as a result. So, you know, I'm having to play catch up now because of this kind of closed-minded thinking. That's the risk, right? That's the risk of the this is how it's done. That's the risk of dogma, is that it limits your mindset and it gets you settled in. And here's the other thing about it, is that when you're in this cozy, boxed-in way of thinking, right? When you're in this mindset, it gets very, very comfortable. And again, that's the example for me. I got very comfortable with what I knew because it had worked for so long and it had worked very well. However, yeah, comfort, there is no growth in comfort. And if you're staying there, you're going to get left behind, right? If you're staying in that box of warm, cozy comfort, everybody else is in their discomfort, but they're also innovating at the same time, right? And so, you know, for me, the internet and online marketing is massively, massively uncomfortable. But I'm throwing myself into that discomfort because I don't want to get left behind. I don't want to. I don't want to not evolve, and then therefore become extinct as a result. So really, really be careful about the fads that you're following. Know why you're following them. Know why you're adapting them. And then also be mindful to not let whatever you're doing, whether it's online marketing, whether it's old school, new school, whatever, online or offline, don't get hung up and locked into dogma, because dogma will prevent your growth, and what'll happen is you'll go extinct. So that's the message for today. Hope that helps. More from me tomorrow. That's what I was gonna say. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.